Don't miss Kohl's Veterans Day weekend sale this Friday and Saturday. Take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. That's on top of already great savings, like 40 to 60% off sweaters, outerwear, and boots for the whole family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent this Friday and Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Peacoats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Park kid transporter, park drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year. Let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bears return to practice today to get ready for Monday night's matchup against San Diego. Coach John Fox still not willing to talk to the media about the status of injured players, including Matt Forte.
You know me and chances and timelines. I can't determine that. You know, it's, it is truly day to day. I don't have to do this till Friday.
Day to day than some guys in the past.
You will know on Friday.
Forte did not practice today. He was joined on the sidelines by Eddie Royal, Ronis Grassu, and Pernell McPhee. Some good news for the Bears, though, in that Shea McClellan was back on the field, though limited, along with Bryce Callahan and Jermon Bushrod. The investigation into the sexual assault allegation against Patrick Kane is over, and Kane will not face criminal charges. This morning, Erie County District Attorney Frank Sedita issued a written statement saying that his office would not proceed against Kane, calling the case rife with reasonable doubt. Both Kane and the Blackhawks released statements expressing their satisfaction with the conclusion of the investigation and saying they won't comment further on the matter. Blackhawks next play on Friday when they take on the Devils in New Jersey. Today, the team announced they've reassigned forward Ryan Hartman to the Rockford IceHogs, and coach Joe Quenneville has been named an assistant coach of Team Canada in the World Cup of Hockey in 2016. Thursday night football tonight on here on The Score. Cleveland and Cincinnati kick off at 7. Bulls take on Oklahoma City at the United Center tonight. The Thunder are playing their fourth game in 5 days. That one tips at 7. Join The Score's Lawrence Holmes with special guest and Chicago Bear Sam Acho, broadcasting live Tuesday from Buffalo Wild Wings at the Old Orchard Shopping Center in Skokie for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field. Brought to you by Miller Lite, now back in the original can. It's Miller time. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
This is Ian in New Jersey. I'm here for
Who You Crappin'.
I don't even know where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
And I'm getting tired of talking about this. Johnny Knox texted me this morning wondering where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
If you guys keep making this stuff up and bringing this stuff up, you're going to deal with me.
Buddy.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I said I will read it. Don't you tell me what I need to say and what I don't need to say.
Who are you crapping?
Who are you crapping?
Telling the lies, you're putting me down. You're starting to make me cry.
It seems like there's so much BS out there. I mean, I don't know who's making that crap up.
It's like last week you guys had a call and he said, you know what, farmer, who are you crapping? And then it gets on my hair. Like, where are we going with this?
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seem resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Crap me now. No. It's just
Who Are You Crappin'? Brought to you by Sport Clips Haircuts, Help Fund Scholarships for U.S. Veterans. Donate to the Help a Hero program at Sport Clips near you. As always, I like to keep it simple, limit this to something someone said, not something someone did. And if you go on, you run along too long, you don't get to the point.
I got the shotgun.
That's what happens.
You know the caveats. We do have two lines open at 312-644-6767. So if you can call in and make a modicum of sense, there is a good chance that you will find your way onto the airwaves. Let's start in Phoenix, Arizona with Brian. He's on The Score.
This crap goes out to Dan Bernstein. During Tuesday's discussion of the Washington Nationals hiring Dusty Baker as their new skipper, Terry pointed out that there have been some great managers who have never won a World Series. Dan, in typical sardonic fashion, chimed in that there have been, quote, some idiots who have, like this year, for example. Mike Matheny's won. Ned Yost has won. While Yost should never be mentioned in the same breath as Earl Weaver, Bobby Cox, or, hell, even Ozzie Guillen, he was still able to stumble and bumble his way to the same number of World Series rings, one. Mike Matheny, on the other hand, not so much. Since becoming the St. Louis skipper, Matheny has built an impressive resume, including 375 regular season wins, 21 postseason victories, a National League pennant in 2013, and becoming the only manager in Major League history to take his team to the postseason in his first 4 years. His tenure began in 2012. The last time the Cardinals won a World Series, 2011, in what would be Tony La Russa's last drunken, sleepy hurrah in St. Louis. So, Dan, when asking who the next baseball boob might be to Yost his way to a World Series title, also be sure to ask yourself, Well, you're crapping.
I would also suggest remove your wang with a sledgehammer.
No, he's right. He's got it. He's right on it.
He's fine.
That's all good.
He's good. One
here from Surprisingly Flexible Bonobo, who says, Matt Miller just today offered the following. When Jay Cutler's winning and when he's consistent, when he's accurate, everyone loves him. Let's leave aside that finding a point in time where Cutler has been winning and consistent and accurate is deeply challenging. But even when the Bears were winning football games, there has never been a point in time where everyone loved Jay Cutler. The archive for the website Smoking Jay Cutler, which describes itself as dedicated to the most apathetic-looking athlete in the history of sports, stretches back to 2012, when Cutler was at the likely peak of his Bears career and deeply, passionately unloved. And let's recall it was Bears fans who labeled Jay Cutler Jay Quitler after he sustained a serious knee injury in the 2011 NFC Championship game and was unable to continue despite wanting to do so. Observe further that in a break with a typical omerta, other NFL players piled on. Darnell Dockett tweeted, if I'm on Chicago team, Jay Cutler has to wait till me and the team shower, get dressed, and leave before he comes in the locker room. Maurice Jones-Drew chimed in, all I'm saying is he can finish the game on a hurt knee. I played the whole season on one. So, Matt, regardless of his performance, finding a time frame where Jay Cutler has been loved by anyone outside Kristen Cavallari and his own mother is as challenging as finding World Series memorabilia featuring beloved Montreal Expos mascot Yuppie. Matt, stick to X's nose, leave your personal love-o-meter out of it, or we'll ask you what's love got to do with it and then ask you who you're crapping.
Nice.
In Batavia, it is Kevin. He's on the score.
Hi, this is my first crap.
Good luck with your first crap.
This crap goes out to the financial Illinois G Properties and principal of said company, Keith Mall. You might find it strange that I'm crapping a company that gave a homeless man six houses. Not only did the company give this homeless man six houses, the company was so generous and humble that the homeless man did not know until recently he owned six houses. And now we find the Chicago Tribune why the company would give a homeless man six houses. Keith Mall stated, I tried to give him every opportunity to own a home and get back on his feet. What a humanitarian. What a generous and selfless act. I'm sure it had nothing to do with the fact that all six properties are now subject to lawsuits filed by the city of Chicago, seeking to force the owner to rehab, demolish, or allow the city to charge the owner for the cost of tearing down the decrepit structures. And guess what else, my fitness friends? It's all perfectly legal to shift these properties to a judgment-proof homeless man. So in closing, my name is Bob. I was at the game, and I saw something nobody else is talking about. It makes perfect sense to throw a plastic measuring cup into the washing machine so it does not become a cruddy, slime-coated mess. And the financial Illinois G Properties and Keith Mall, who are you crapping?
Hello, Bob.
This one, and follow along here. Yep. This is Tinky Winky, our guy.
Yep.
I mean, I get through this one. Sorry. This crap goes out to Felicia Middlebrooks.
Felicia Middlebrooks.
Under a drive.
That's right.
Last Friday, she read a news story about a guy who was driving back from his uncle's funeral, who happened upon a rolled over van on I-57. He heard screaming coming from the van, so he tried his best to pull people from the van, including several children. Like the van, the focus of the story veered off the road a little when she mentioned that once the guy got home, his house was on fire. To wrap up the story about this unlucky gentleman, Felicia ended it with, everybody got out of the van okay, except for the driver, who died.
Oh, God, I know the story. That's accurate. That's
and
right.
The mother is in serious condition.
That's right, yeah.
Felicia, yeah. Everybody most certainly did not get out of the van okay if one of the people died. Unless you consider it a success that the dead guy was at the very least outside of the van. Felicia Middlebrooks, who you crapping?
Felicia Offit.
Who will be buried on Thursday.
In Portland, Oregon, it's rest and records on the score.
Well, you know, everyone in the van was on fire, and, you know, people... Okay, anyway. This crap goes out to New York Giants defensive end and one-man Guy Fawkes Day celebration, Jason Pierre-Paul. In an interview with Booyah.com today, Pierre-Paul said, "I am the same guy that I was last year." Well, I've got to hand it to you, Jason. I mean, literally, I have to hand it to you because your right hand has 30% fewer fingers than it did last year. So, JPP, honorary Damanea, Northwest Indiana Darwin Award winner, who you crapping?
Rest and records.
Hey, that's a flying start, kids. Yeah, that's a flying start. Keep it going. Yep, jump on in. 3-1-2.
Let's go.
644. 67. 67. Who are you crapping? And you know, what we're always looking for.
Big finish.
That's what we're looking for, and it's been terrific. So come on. You got something. I know you do. 312-644-6767. Who are you crapping, Boers and Bernstein?
And Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the Bears, it's Philip Rivers. That is Jay's most hated foe. Now they rekindle the nightmare. Who comes out on top? We're covering it right here up to game time. Keep it here. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. For the first time in NFL history, we have two 7-0 teams. Pats, the Broncos, the Panthers, and the Bengals? That's right, Cincy gets the first shot at being 8-0, hosting their in-state rivals Open Week 9 on Thursday Night Football. The Bengals are still perfect thanks to an offensive attack led by primetime Andy Dalton and, of course, A.J. Green, and a defense that picked off Big Ben Roethlisberger twice in the fourth quarter to fuel Sunday's rally in Pittsburgh. They face the Cleveland Browns. The Browns are piling up losses and injuries over the last 3 weeks. In fact, Josh McCown's rib injury means Johnny Manziel gets another shot to start. He hopes that this one goes better than the first start of his career. Last year, 0 points, 2 picks, 3 sacks, and a loss to the Bengals in December. It's the Bengals.
It's the Browns.
It's Thursday Night Football, 8 Eastern, only on the NFL Network. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Walmart or twiningsusa.com.
Don't miss Kohl's Veterans Day weekend sale this Friday and Saturday. Take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. That's on top of already great savings, like 40 to 60% off sweaters, outerwear, and boots for the whole family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent this Friday and Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan...
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice runs in the family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth. This
is our... I will always have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods. Fridays. Only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, you're lead.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8. Never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39, no such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS, CBS Tuesdays.
CBS Tuesdays.
Tell me something interesting.
The city is one of a kind.
You've never seen anything like it.
The team is one for all.
Home isn't a place, it's the people.
And NCIS New Orleans is one to watch.
Exactly.
See why the good times...
You're smiling.
...are rolling.
Well, it looks like they have rolled out the red carpet.
On the hit drama down in the Big Easy.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's what I'm talking about.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays.
CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you speak to me with the respect that that office demands.
Spectacular.
Are you really willing to stake your whole career on this program?
Your frustration is duly noted, but this is what we're doing, so get on board.
It gets 4 stars.
I need you to trust me.
Taya Leone storms the halls of power.
I put myself in harm's way to ensure the safety of our country. I would do it again.
Madam Secretary, CBS Sundays.
Bear Sports.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See plenty.com/partners for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Shut it down!
Yep.
With the things you say.
That's right.
Editorial
maybe
decision.
I know why, yeah.
You must have thought.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Who you crapping?
And you ask, why are you doing that? Well, first of all, we're quitting while we're ahead, judging from what was on the next
bank
of phones. And leave them wanting more. The other reason is this. Mike from Milwaukee is on the score.
Yeah. What's up?
What's happening, Mike?
How you guys doing?
We're all right.
Fine.
How you been?
Huh?
Well, how you been?
Well, I've been good. I'm back to my old self.
Good.
You know, hanging out, different places. Who you crapping?
What does it mean?
You know?
I don't know if that... How are the folks at Jim Dandy's? How are your people?
Oh, they're good. I just left there about an hour ago. And last night I went down to Pottawatomie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, you ever been there? The casino and...
No, but I've heard of it. I know of it, yeah.
I've driven by it. I have not been to
Pottawatomie.
A real good night.
You did?
Yeah.
Slots?
Yeah. Well, what do you mean, what?
Well, I don't know what you play.
Blackjack.
You play blackjack?
Yeah, so I played, then I cab. Now listen.
Yes?
I don't do no driving.
Correct.
I cab down, and I think I cab back at about, I don't know. Oh, pretty late.
Mm-hmm.
1 o'clock, something like that. Then the wife's waiting at the door when I come in. And I said, here, it's $500. Go away.
So she didn't know where you were?
Huh?
She didn't know where you had gone? Or she was unhappy that you stayed out so long?
No, she didn't know.
Well, come on, leave a note, dude.
Huh?
Leave a note.
You know, I wish she was here right now, and I'd tell you, she'd tell you. No, she had no idea.
Is that normal for you to do that?
Pretty normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, then she should expect it, right?
Yeah.
Occasionally you drift off.
Well, yeah, I go play. I play blackjack.
And she likes the slots, right? She likes it.
Yeah, but she ain't good at it.
How can you be good at slots?
That's what I'm saying. Well, you know, figure it out.
I got it figured out. Believe me, yeah. I know.
Wow. So, then Dandy had to loan me $3 to go down. You know, I'm like, the cab's like, I don't know. $4.50, something like that.
It's
you know,
okay.
$400, not $400. Yeah, I guess it is. Well, anyway, it's you go down, get the ride down, and then I get the ride home.
Right.
And well, what could I say?
You gave her $500.
Yep, you gave her the money. And did she spend the money?
I don't know yet. She ain't home.
Probably in Pottawatomie.
I'm just saying she's probably playing the slots.
I don't know where
she's in Pottawatomie.
She could be. I don't know, you know. But that's the nice thing about it.
But more importantly, how about your other investments on football games? How are those going?
How's it going?
Well... Believe it or not, I end up taking the Packers. No, I mean Denver.
Oh, okay.
And the last, well, you guys doing? You're not doing well.
No, we don't.
I
no,
don't
we're
gamble.
No good at it. We don't pretend to be. I'm bad.
I know. Yeah, it's a shame, too.
I know.
Well, it's a shame that we're bad or a shame we don't gamble?
Well, kind of both.
No, I gamble. I just not very often, but I do gamble. Yeah, I don't bet games though.
Yeah, but you're the horse player.
Yes, he's a horse player.
You're the horse player.
Yeah,
you know they're getting rid of all the horses around here, so it's going to be tougher to do. But that's
why
his
are they
thing.
Getting rid of all of them now?
Well, they're going to be at Hawthorne, and they're not all gone, but Balmoral and Maywood are closing. Maywood's already closed, and Balmoral will close at the end of next month.
Yeah, I remember. I used to like Sportsman's.
Me too.
Five
Sportsman's Park.
Track and...
Mm-hmm. That's where the boys from Cicero are going to come and kick my rolling ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep. I love you too.
We used to play there all the time.
So, do you have any picks for us this week?
Well, if you want something solid.
Yeah, something solid.
Yeah, I'm kind of assuming it's something solid.
Well, what do you want, college or pro?
Whatever you
want
to give us.
Yeah, whatever you think's best.
And will I get credit for this?
Yes.
Always.
You will always get credit.
All right. Let me think here. Who is, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Who is Iowa playing?
Iowa playing. Hold on.
Yeah, I got to get my
I don't have a paper
here.
In front of me.
Nah, there, it's a guarantee.
Iowa is giving 7 points at Indiana.
All right. You take that, put it in the bank, and if you got a couple balls, you can win that one, and I'm telling you, that's the way it goes.
But which way? Are you picking Iowa and giving the 7?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Iowa. Okay. Jeez. Are you kidding? You know how good they are?
I guess, but I'm not sure yet.
Well, I know you're not sure. Tell me Illinois.
No.
Oh no. No.
Well,
no,
I mean,
no. We don't even talk about it. We pretend it doesn't exist.
When are you gonna get a coach down there?
Soon.
Yeah, soon. Like
soon.
3 years, 4 years.
They're sort of trapped in bad, and they've been trapped in bad. And I don't, Mike, unless you could get one of those rainmaker coaches, it really doesn't make any difference. All you're doing is pass around a headset.
Why do they keep spending the money and the alumni and da-da-da? I like Illinois. I grew up in Chicago. They don't do nothing.
I know.
What's the matter with them?
Well, they make a lot of bad decisions.
Bad decisions will get you beat.
How can they get away with this bad, that bad, this bad?
Well,
that's ridiculous.
I think a lot of people are asking that question, those who still care. The Illini Alumni Association wonders that same thing. They're saying those very same words. This is bad, that's bad, why are we so bad? And there's no good answer.
Because you're bad.
Right.
Yes.
That's really the answer.
I would agree. All right, so you're saying...
They got a song like that. You're bad, so bad, or something like that.
The Michael Jackson song?
I don't know. I guess.
Yeah, give me more. Give me more just to make
you're
sure we...
bad. Kind of so bad. Bad. Something like that.
That's right. Yeah, I think so.
That's close enough.
All right.
Well, I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. You feel okay? Everything good?
Oh, yeah. I'm way better. I'm back to my old self.
Good.
Good to hear.
All right. Good to hear, my friend.
We're starting to plan our trips, for where we're going to go. And
where are you going?
Warm places.
Well, there's a lot of warm places. Hawaii, California, Florida.
Hawaii's a little too much because it's way too long to... I think I told Terry about going to the river cruises over in Europe.
Yes, I did. I've gone on two of them. They're absolutely spectacular in Europe, yeah.
And the spectacular. Rooms are nice. And,
mm-hmm. Food's great. You're on a nice slow boat. You're not a bunch of kids.
Need some
it's great.
Big tsunami coming at me.
No, it's not.
No, I don't think there's going to be a tsunami.
Yeah, a tsunami on the Danube.
The
boat's coming at me.
All right, Mike.
Mike, take care of yourself.
Nice
we love you.
Seeing you guys again. They're talking to you.
Yeah, good talking, Mike. Always.
All right, I'll get a hold of you in a month or whatever. When you need a good pick,
we'll call
you. I'm the man.
Thanks, Mike.
Scoreboard update.
It's 5:32 in the score update studio.
There's some cookies in there, man. There's some stat. Tanny just had an early Christmas there.
I'm Julie DeCaro. Bears will take on San Diego Monday Night Football this week. And today, Martellus Bennett reveals that he's been unhappy with his amount of touches on the ball recently.
That's a bad employee. I just kind of just keep my head down and go to work. Because when you say something, you become even if it's a valid point. So I just avoid drama.
Bears returned to practice today, but Matt Forte, Eddie Royal, Ronis Crestu, Pernell McPhee did not practice. Shea McClellan and Jermon Bushrod were among those who were limited. Patrick Kane will not face criminal charges for an alleged sexual assault over the summer, according to Erie County District Attorney Frank Sedita, who released a written statement to that effect this morning. Sedita said in part that there were significant inconsistencies in the accuser's case and that the DNA evidence did not corroborate that a rape took place. Kane himself released a statement saying, quote, "I have repeatedly said that I did nothing wrong. I've respected the legal process, and I'm glad that this matter has now been closed, and I will have nothing further to say going forward." Bulls are back in action tonight when the Thunder come to town. Bulls had won 3 of 4 before giving up 130 points to Charlotte on Tuesday. Tip tonight is at 7. And more names have been added to the list of baseball free agents by the Players Association. Among them, Alexei Ramirez, Alex Gordon, Marlon Byrd, and Macer Esturas. Bears Mondays on the Score are sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for Bears fans. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, rare form indeed. Our guy, that's pretty good.
If you had told me that he was going to be singing Michael Jackson, I would told you I would be very excited.
Well, something like that.
I still want to get the cab thing straight.
Yeah,
because he initially said it wasn't $400, and then he said it was $400. Where exactly is Pottawatomie Casino?
I thought he said $450.
Right, but
you mean he meant?
But he said, if you listened, he said, "I don't mean 450," and then he said, "Wait a sec, I guess it was 450."
It can't be, right?
450.
No,
I don't know where he lives.
BMAX said there's one in Milwaukee, so he probably meant $4.50.
Right, that's what I thought. Isn't it near Miller Park?
I'm not sure, but I know there's one in Milwaukee because I've seen the ads for it. We've done the ads for it.
Right, exactly. I think we've actually...
we've done them. I've read them.
We've actually read the ads ourselves.
Yes. And the guy was here. He talked to us. He came in and he was their spokesman.
That was Pottawatomie. Oh, that was Vince Van Patten.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, that's where he was great.
Yeah, it's Milwaukee. Yeah, I know it's Milwaukee. I'm not as dumb as I look.
He was
Milwaukee.
In his rumpled tuxedo doing the whole bit.
Rumpled Penskin.
No, that's different. That was Shaky, Sundress. Right?
Shaky.
I saw him at Mariano's.
I saw him downstairs about 2 months ago, and I just, you know, and I'm running to catch a cab and get a chance to talk to him. I was shocked.
I see. It's weird because the Mariano's I go to, every time I'm in there, I'm serious. One day, I'm looking around in the Mariano's, and it's like, just in the produce section, it was like there's Pat Boyle and there's Carmen DeFalco, and then I turn around the corner and Mark Sapelsa's there. Like, what is going on? What the hell is happening in here today?
The gathering of
it was
the
just
great
weird. I'm just saying. I look
with you in there.
No,
that's
just,
really
that's
it.
Like, hey, hi, how's it going? What's up? How are you? And it was just what the hell. I told you that, you know, Brian Bickle is there every once in a while. Really, now shopping.
No, not now.
Buy food and really going old Highlander now.
He's making that trip.
Now he's at Logley's or wherever. He's shopping Rockford these days. What was it? Where did I get the Magna? They called it Magna.
So Shaky, you saw him there?
Yeah. So he's doing great. He's got some popular podcasts. He was just coming back from Comic-Con. You know,
he's the man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the man.
Now I want a Mariano's pot pie. I like those.
I think I have one.
What? That doesn't help me.
I've
got one here. I'm driving up to me in your...
I'm going to be a bachelor soon, so I need at least one.
In your windowless van.
Hey, little kid. You want a pot pie?
I want a pot pie. Check this out. It's from Mary.
How to abduct Dan Bernstein.
Oh, why? Oh, God. Why? Why?
Got a bottle of Cameron Hughes, lot 447. Right over here.
I think they'd abduct him and give him back within 10 minutes. I really do. But 10 might be a stretch.
The only instance where the family actually gets money back from a ransom.
Right. And they drop me off and there's an envelope full of cash.
Take it and use it to kill him.
Well, that's the old Woody Allen bit where he said that he was abducted and because they promised him like candy and wax lips and he gets in the van. And he said they give the ransom note because my father has terrible reading habits, so he'd read a little bit of it and fall asleep. I'd like, leave it on his nightstand.
Oh, I can relate to that.
I could just see you complaining about the windowless van. There's no light in here.
There's no Wi-Fi.
It smells like smoke. Why is the Wi-Fi broken?
Forrest and Bernstein next up. Wow, look at this. And this Time Without Lawrence is affording us all sorts of special treats. It is Joe Ostrowski from 6 to 7 leading you up to the Browns at the Bengals for Thursday night football action. All in Ohio, and a lot of it bad. You have the score.
It's the Mercy Hospital postgame show, starring two Bear greats, Old Pro Center Olin Cruz.
Jay Cutler puts his shoulder down, puts it in the end zone, and yet we find a way to lose.
And Pro Bowl tackle James Big Cat Williams.
The Bears had their opportunity. It's hard to watch.
Along with Score football expert Hub Arkish.
Jay, for the most part, we had the time to do what he had to do, and they ran the ball well.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Don't miss Kohl's Veterans Day weekend sale this Friday and Saturday. Take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. That's on top of already great savings, like 40 to 60% off sweaters, outerwear, and boots for the whole family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent this Friday and Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
David Hochberg.
I should want to cook him a simple meal, but I shouldn't want to cut into him, to tear the flesh, to wear the flesh, to be born unto new worlds where his flesh becomes my key.
Vice President at Pearl Mortgage, meet Betsy.
Hello, friend.
She called after seeing David on the news and asked him about a mortgage for her 89-year-old mother. David reviewed different financing options, which included purchasing a home with a reverse mortgage. Betsy was afraid of reverse mortgages because everybody she talked to said they were bad. Well, David told Betsy to stop talking to and listening to people that had no idea what they're talking about, and he reviewed the benefits of reverse mortgages. After analyzing the different options, Betsy agreed that a reverse mortgage was her mother's best option. If you're purchasing a home and you want to work with a knowledgeable and trustworthy lender who will always look out for your financial best interest, call David, 312-751-1333. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, licensed by DBO under California RMLA, NMLS 191.86, pearlmortgage.com/life.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 9 fantasy lineup. Todd Gurley has been putting the Rams on his back every one of the last four games, but there's other guys on that team too. Tavon Austin, tremendous value, and he scored a very long touchdown this past weekend. That Rams defense worth picking up, sometimes on the cheaper side as well. Rookies have been taking over the league this year. How about Stephon Diggs of the Vikings stepping it up? He's got the goods. Amari Cooper of the Raiders obviously does too. Some of these new guys seem to be putting up more points for less than the veterans, especially now that you've reached about the halfway point. So don't be scared to take your chances on the rookies. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the SEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at SEFQ.com/mycard and see why SEFQ is not a bank. Better.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of safety features. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year. Let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions.
So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
CBS Thursdays.
What are you doing?
I'm wondering why he was murdered by someone he knew.
Sherlock Holmes is always methodical.
It's all terribly interesting if one simply paid attention.
Often skeptical.
I never guess. We observe and then we deduce.
And frequently insightful.
I'm an expert on poisons, but there is nothing quite so toxic as guilt.
I'm gonna find you, I'm gonna catch you.
But never typical.
He's a criminal genius.
And do you think you're just gonna find him just like that? Well, of course you do.
Elementary. Thursdays, only CBS. Criminal Minds is television's number one suspense thriller.
FBI!
CBS Wednesdays, find out why.
We use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
The only thing more dangerous than the mind of a serial killer.
Why would you do what I ask?
This is not his first creepy rodeo.
Are the people who catch them.
This wasn't an assault, it was an abduction.
You'll find a new victim. He could strike again soon.
Criminal Minds, Wednesdays, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 5:44 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, this shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Visit chicagowolves.com.
Ostrowski will gear that up for us.
Yeah. Joe Ostrowski will handle the usual Lawrence Holmes spot today. What's happening, man?
What's up, fellas? Looking forward to the response by the Bulls tonight. A little bit of hype, but I feel like I'm going to be disappointed because I stayed up late for Clippers-Warriors last night.
Worth it, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 179 points and 101 shots for Steph. Who's going to stop them?
I don't think, unless you know something were to happen to him, and I don't want that to happen.
Yeah,
you can't guard him.
No.
You can't do anything. He's just going to take another step back and shoot it.
Every game, I can't tell you how many times, you just sit there and you just shake your head. Every single game.
Well, Westbrook's really balling out, too. And this is, like you say, I think that we really are looking for some kind of response. I'm the guy that always says, don't worry about regular season games. And I believe that. And there are no statements.
But this one you need.
There are no messages sent. It has nothing to do with the opponent. It just has to do with whether or not they believe the things they said in the wake of the Charlotte game. What they said about themselves, about accountability, and about hard work. So we will learn something about what the Bulls are determined to do or not.
It's an interesting spot for OKC. They've lost their last couple. They had back-to-back last night. They lost to Toronto. Now Westbrook had a good game. But earlier I was listening with Barry Trammell with you guys, and I would understand why Durant doesn't trust everybody but Westbrook. Because you could say look past the top two players on any team, and it's going to be a whole lot of bad. It's really bad on this team after those two. Andre Roberson's starting. Steven Adams is starting.
He's a popular guy, though, Steven Adams. They love him in that locker room. I know. He's a part of what they do, and Ibaka still is,
he's still there.
Valuable. He'd be a game-changing defensive player. The key for me is Cantor, where they paid him a ton of money, and they need him to be that tertiary scorer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, who else is going to score coming off the bench? Can you rely on guys like Collison? And,
No. He's a screen setter.
Yeah.
He's a flailer defender, screen setter, energy guy.
And, yeah, now they put Deion Waiters on the coming off the bench, thinking that would spark something. But there are a lot of holes on that team, but those two guys can plug up so much of the issues that they do have.
Well, look at it, though. You've got these talented teams and two college coaches who had some NBA ties, both played in the NBA, both coaching there for the first time. It's a lot of storylines going on.
Earlier, you guys were talking about whether or not Derek will be the first MVP to never make the Hall of Fame, and I don't see any way he does turn this around. This is supposed to be his prime. But I was looking at the numbers last year, just thinking about how many great and then really good point guards are out there in the league right now. Last year, player efficiency ratings, Derrick Rose, where would you think he finished among point guards?
Just among point guards?
Yes.
In player efficiency, bottom third.
Yeah, low.
23. I mean, there's so many quality players out there. So I.
And he's just a notably inefficient player. At least last year he was, because he kept taking shots he couldn't make.
Yeah, everything
insisted
was good
on
for
taking
him.
Them though.
Right,
insisted on it.
And he's doing that even though we can't see right now.
You know, Joe, yeah, even though we can't see. You know, Joe, it's a little hard. You know, when you look at what the Thunder has done, I think it's a little hard to be searching around the NBA to find another James Harden. That's kind of like a problem that you had there, that you got, well, you had that guy who was a pretty good number three man, I think, and Reggie Jackson was there. Also, not bad, can still score. And now yeah. you're down to I'm not sure what, but, I mean, think about that team if you, and I guess you can't really hold on to James Harden. But then you're talking about real trouble. But, of course, then Durant was hurt. But all I know is that they haven't really replaced him or Reggie Jackson, to me, well enough. That's
even,
what it is.
Even though they are scoring a ton, they're giving up a ton. They're giving it's small sample, but they're giving up, I believe, 110 points per game so far. So that's – see, Durant, why do you stay there if you're Durant?
That's a great question. I know it's a completely rhetorical question. Why do you
stay there if you're Kevin Durant, Dan Bernstein?
Well, what are my alternatives? Because anybody can really pay me now. Because now that the cap is blowing up, it's not. And he's mentioned
Washington.
Washington. I would never want to live in Oklahoma City. Just personally,
Washington.
I wouldn't mind living in Washington or around Washington somewhere close.
around Washington.
Okay. I mean, I don't think I want to live in D.C.
No,
proper,
you don't. No,
but,
you don't.
But perhaps, I don't know, Alexandria or you know, Georgetown or something
nice
like
little,
that.
Yeah, a nice little settlement for you there in Virginia.
That
bars
works.
On it. Well, yeah, I you know, I don't know what he wants to do, and he's being very coy about it, Joe. But, you know, Washington, it makes sense. That doesn't mean he's going to do it. But to me, it makes more sense than, like, just wandering around looking for something.
Do the Knicks still think they have a chance at him?
They always think they have a shot at everybody, though.
Yeah, I think they do. Yep.
Okay.
Well, that would make life a lot more difficult on the Bulls. Even more so, it's going to get worse and worse.
Keeping him in the West would be really nice for the Bulls.
Yeah.
You know, Jason mentioned it yesterday that there is a possibility that you could see Doug McDermott on Kevin Durant at one point.
Oh, duh.
I would suggest averting your eyes if that's the case because it burns. I mean, that's what Doug McDermott has been defensively just painful to watch.
Yeah, yeah. No, we see why. We understand the issues, why they gave up 130 the other day. The guys that Tibbs kept saying a year ago that you can't have on the court at the same time, you're seeing what it looks like right now.
Like Pau and Nico?
And D. Rose.
That's not good either. You know, you're talking about him. There's a lot of guys not guarding anybody.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, I just, for me, the Bulls. Overall athleticism and or lack thereof is a concern. Mm-hmm. You used to really rely on Joakim Noah.
Well, yeah, just a year ago, you would say, okay, nobody really thought that they could take out Cleveland, but where do the Bulls have an advantage where you can make some sort of an argument? And it was the bigs. And you're right, Noah's now out of that conversation, and Powell's a year older. And so where's your advantage?
And Mozgov got better.
Yeah.
And they got bigger everywhere, too, and they had people back.
Did you see the photos, by the way? I retweeted this.
Giant.
Did you see that LeBron is going to old school short shorts?
No.
Yeah. Like, he doesn't like the baggy shorts anymore. He looked like Jeff Hornacek.
So,
he didn't look exactly like him, did he?
He went with the old shorts. They're actually they're short enough that they don't even fully cover the compression undershorts that he was wearing. I mean, he looks, and that's the way it used to be. Like, it looks late 80s.
That's going to be the thing now, then.
Of course it
is. It's immediately.
Shift Change was brought to you by Chicago Wolves. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We'll get out of Joe's way. Some quick thank yous.
We thank Matt Miller, Barry Trammell, Zach Zaidman, Greg Gabriel, and Brian Billick for joining us today.
Our crack production staff, Mr. Matt Amatacola.
Curry is what some people think Russell Wilson could be. Curry is what I think some people thought Devin Hester could be. Curry is what Bo Jackson for a short period of time was. What Deion Sanders was.
Is he on crack?
There was more. That's only the beginning. There was even more. Well, I'm sure.
What the hell?
He's got more. He's doing the other comparisons after that.
I'd rather have Jim Rome saying that a hot dog is not a sandwich, or as he put it, not a sando.
A mathematical. He's Dale Jr. Unfortunately, that means Unlimited, the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Noah, to me, was the guy who makes it go.
He's the heart and soul. He's the motor.
We thank you for listening, calling, emailing. Thanks. We'll be out and about tomorrow. The Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour hits Cortland's Garage in Arlington Heights.
Come say yo.
Stop by. All right. Joe Ostrowski coming your way. Have a great night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon from lovely Arlington Heights.
Oh, what a day. What a lovely day.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. Podcasts on 670thescore.com are presented by Four Wheel.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 9 fantasy lineup. Todd Gurley has been putting the Rams on his back every one of the last four games, but there's other guys on that team too. Tavon Austin, tremendous value, and he scored a very long touchdown this past weekend. That Rams defense worth picking up, sometimes on the cheaper side as well. Rookies have been taking over the league this year. How about Stephon Diggs of the Vikings stepping it up? He's got the goods. Amari Cooper of the Raiders obviously does too. Some of these new guys seem to be putting up more points for less than the veterans, especially now that you've reached about the halfway point. So don't be scared to take your chances on the rookies. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Jewel, Strachan Van Til, Ultra, or TwiningsUSA.com.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of safety features. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year, let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more. Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year, let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
CBSN, the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glor.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN, CBS News, always on. The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Experience that sets us apart.
This was a gotcha attack, not a security breach.
Pilots warn against a rush to make changes.
Integrity that makes a difference.
The police agency Europol estimated that they're dealing with thousands of potential terrorists.
Bringing new understanding to complex stories.
The commanders here are worried that the extremists will launch a full-scale offensive.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you speak to me with the respect that that office demands.
Spectacular.
Are you really willing to stake your whole career on this program?
Your frustration is duly noted, but this is what we're doing, so get on board.
It gets 4 stars.
I need you to trust me.
Taya Leone storms the halls of power.
I put myself in harm's way to ensure the safety of our country. I would do it again.
Madam Secretary, CBS Sundays.
Mondays on CBS.
It's incredible!
It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's not a man.
Who is Supergirl?
Supergirl?
You're her.
Pretty cool, huh?